American Language Course, Tape 2409B. Listen.
Two-word verbs are used very frequently in English. Usually, two-word verbs consist of a verb plus a preposition. Two-word verbs are used idiomatically, and many times the meaning of the combination is difficult to find in the dictionary. Let's look at an example. Put out. Put out means the same as extinguish. For example, we might say, the fireman extinguished the fire, or the fireman put out the fire. Two-word verbs are very important in English for two reasons. First, they are used very frequently, and secondly, two-word verbs have idiomatic meanings and consequently are difficult to find in the dictionary. Let's practice some of the two-word verbs. Look over means to review, examine, or check. For example, did you check the car? Yes, I looked over the car. Did the mechanic check the car? Yes, he looked over the car. Listen to the following questions. Pay close attention to the forms of the verb look over and looked over. Answer my questions. Use one of these forms in your answer. For example, you will hear the question, did you look over the car? You should answer, yes, I looked over the car. Look over. Look over. Looked over. Looked over. Did you look over the car? Yes, I looked over the car. Did he check the car? Yes, he looked over the car. Did he look over the book? Yes, he looked over the book. Will you please look over the tires? Yes, I will look over the tires. Did he look over the report? Yes, he looked over the report. Pick out means to choose or select. For example, did you choose the correct answer? Yes, I picked out the correct answer. Did you select a gray suit? Yes, I picked out a gray suit. Answer the following question. Use pick out or picked out in your answer. Repeat the correct answer. Pick out. Pick out. Picked out. Picked out. Did you pick out a blue tie? Yes, I picked out a blue tie. Did you pick out a gray suit? Yes, I picked out a gray suit. Did he pick out a tape? Yes, he picked out a tape. Did she pick out a black dress? Yes, she picked out a black dress. Did you pick out the correct answer? Yes, I picked out the correct answer.
Take up means to discuss or introduce something. For example, your instructor might say, "Tomorrow we will take up a new subject." Answer the following questions. Use take up or took up in your answer. Take up. Took up. Take up. Took up. Will we take up a new subject tomorrow?
Yes, we'll take up a new subject tomorrow.
Did you take up a new subject yesterday?
Yes, we took up a new subject yesterday.
Did he take up the subject of verbs?
Yes, he took up the subject of verbs.
Did they take up a new subject?
Yes, they took up a new subject.
Did he take up the subject of fuel?
Yes, he took up the subject of fuel.
Take over means to assume control. For example, if the commander is transferred, the deputy commander will take over for a while. Answer the following questions. Use take over or took over in your answer.
Take over. Took over. Take over. Took over.
Did the operator take over the controls?
Yes, the operator took over the controls.
Did he take over the controls?
Yes, he took over the controls.
Did a new colonel take over the squadron?
Yes, a new colonel took over the squadron.
Will the new commander take over the school soon?
Yes, the new commander will take over the school soon.
Will you take over the controls?
Yes, I will take over the controls.
Carry out means to completely accomplish something. For example, when you receive military orders, you must carry out the orders. You must follow the orders. You must obey the orders. Answer the following questions using carry out or carried out in your answer.
Carry out. Carried out. Carry out. Carried out.
Did he carry out the orders?
Yes, he carried out the orders.
Did they carry out the orders?
Yes, they carried out the orders.
Did you carry out the plans?
Yes, I carried out the plans.
Will he carry out the orders?
Yes, he will carry out the orders.
Will you carry out the orders?
Yes, I will carry out the orders.
Cross out means to remove something by drawing a line through it. For example, he crossed out the misspelled word. Answer the following questions using cross out or crossed out.
Cross out. Crossed out. Cross out. Crossed out.
Did he cross out the misspelled word?
Yes, he crossed out the misspelled word.
Did you cross out the incorrect answer?
Yes, I crossed out the incorrect answer.
Did he cross out the sentence?
Yes, he crossed out the sentence.
Will you please cross out this word?
Yes, I will cross out this word.
Will you please cross out my name?
Yes, I will cross out your name.
Bring up means to introduce or present. For example, your instructor brings up new subjects every day. Answer the following questions using bring up or brought up.
Bring up. Brought up. Bring up. Brought up.
Do they bring up new subjects?
Yes, they bring up new subjects.
Will he bring up this subject tomorrow?
Yes, he will bring up this subject tomorrow.
Did she bring up a new subject?
Yes, she brought up a new subject.
Did he bring up this subject?
Yes, he brought up the subject.
Did they bring up the question of money?
Yes, they brought up the question of money.
The object of a two-word verb usually follows the verb. For example, he looked over the car. He looked over the book. He looked over the tires. The pronoun it is frequently used as the object of a two-word verb. When a pronoun such as it or them is used, it must be placed between the two words. Listen and repeat.
He looked over the car. He looked it over. He looked it over. He looked over the book. He looked it over. He looked it over. He looked over the brakes. He looked them over. He looked them over.
This is the end of tape 2409B.